Here's one more political story that caught our attention. Republican presidential contender Donald Trump is scheduled to host Saturday Night Live on November 7th. That's 2 weeks from today. Up to this point this season, Trump has been a fertile source of material for this venerable comedy showcase, which started its 41st season this year.
Not bad, right? I mean, talk about foreign policy experience. We got the same interior decorator as Saddam Hussein.
But news that Trump will be hosting an entire show has set off drama of a different sort. Many people are wondering whether it will require stations to give the other candidates the same amount of time under federal rules. But others are angry that Saturday Night Live invited Trump at all, saying the move legitimizes remarks by Trump that many people consider racist, such as those describing Mexican immigrants as criminals. We wanted to talk about all this, so I have with me here in our Washington, D.C. studios, NPR's TV critic Eric Dagans. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
So a lot of people will remember political candidates having been on Saturday Night Live, you know, before. You know, Sarah Palin's been on, John McCain, you know, a bunch of other people. What's
sure.
different about this that triggers all these questions?
Sure. Well, Donald Trump is the front runner for the GOP nomination in many polls. And as far as I can tell, he is the only front runner for a major nomination in a political party to host Saturday Night Live while he's running for that nomination. Now, Al Sharpton hosted while he was running for the Democratic nomination, but he wasn't the front runner, and other people who have run for president, like John McCain or Steve Forbes, who have hosted when they were not candidates.
What about this whole equal time question? We don't have time to get into all the nuances of the law, but could other candidates demand time as a consequence of Trump being on this program? And has that ever happened before? For example, when Sharpton was running, did other candidates successfully get time?
Sure. So basically, there's this rule in the Federal Communications Commission that says that individual TV stations have to give equivalent time to opposing candidates when a candidate gets featured the way Trump will be in entertainment programming, not news programming like a debate or a town hall meeting or something like that. So what will probably happen is that they will time how long Trump appears, and then someone like Jeb Bush could go to individual stations where there is sufficient campaign activity. So we're thinking that that would be New Hampshire and Iowa, where the campaigns have kind of concentrated. It doesn't mean Jeb Bush gets to host Saturday Night Live. What it means is those stations in those areas might give him an equivalent amount of time. We do know that Joe Lieberman, for example, cut a deal to get some time on some stations when he was running against Al Sharpton for the Democratic nomination.
Now, to the other issue here, a number of Hispanic civil rights groups have reacted very angrily to this. Congressman Luis Gutierrez, he's a Democrat from Illinois, even gave a speech on the House floor about this early this week. So we called him up to ask him about it. And this is what he said.
I hear people say bigoted things against African Americans. I hear them say hateful things against gays and lesbians. I hear them say misogynist things against women. And we say, no, you don't deserve, right, to get aired on a program. And people have lost their programs. TV networks and the American public have said, you know what? You're too extreme for us. But this is what they're doing on that program. They're saying it's okay to say these kinds of things. And it's not okay. And I don't think Americans think it's okay.
What about that? What about that, Eric?
I think that's a really good point. And in fact, when you look at NBC's history with Trump, they fired him as host of Celebrity Apprentice, and they also disentangled themselves from his Miss USA and Miss Universe beauty pageants because of those comments that he made about Mexican immigrants. And now all of a sudden they have decided not only to let him be guest host on Saturday Night Live, but he's also going to take part in a town hall meeting that's moderated by the Today Show anchor Matt Lauer on Monday. So suddenly, NBC has decided it's okay to get involved with Trump again. But what has changed? Those comments have not changed. And in fact, he has doubled down on them. But there is a sense that by having Trump host Saturday Night Live, it puts the show at the center of the political conversation in a way that it hasn't been in a long time. And the way they did with Sarah Palin or the way they did with George W. Bush. But, you know, their current sketches haven't really done that. And so by having Trump come on, they're taking the guy at the center of the political conversation and putting him right at the center of their show.
That's NPR's TV critic Eric Dagans. Eric, thank you.
Always a pleasure.